Would you like to tell me a little bit about the period in the homes prior to the war years? Tell me perhaps about the daily routine and the way you were rostered for duties and things like that.
Well, Mitch, starting from number seven when we first went in there, even at 6-year-old, you had something to do each month. It was a work roster was made up, and all the boys, which there was 30 boys in there of similar ages, we then had certain chores we had to do, which was working in the kitchen where we had to go down and light the fire in the morning because it was all fuel stoves in those days. Some were working in the kitchen, and those ones were working in the kitchen, we had to make the opening porridge. We had to get that all ready for when the sub-matron come down to get breakfast. There was other boys there who used to have to spread the bread, and of course in those days we got bread and dripping on the bread for breakfast and porridge, and make things a little bit more different. Matrons used to put some tomato sauce in the dripping, and when you mix it all up it comes sort of a pink colour. So we had sort of dripping but pink, and in other mornings we had dripping, just the normal colour that dripping was in those days. And then there was other chores we had to do in the dining room. We had boys there to set the tables for the breakfast. And one thing we always had to do, irrespective of what home we were in, we had to sing grace before and then we had to sing grace after each meal. And then there was boys allocated to do all the chores, wash up all the dishes, and then clean all the dining room up, and we had to do all these chores before we had to go to church. Well, we went to church hall every morning, we went to morning prayers, we had to be there by 9 o'clock. So everything all had to be done before 9 o'clock, and we went to the morning prayers, and then from there we went to school, which school started at 9:30.